The Cognitive Enhancement Centre in Geneva is on a mission to help students reach their full potential through specialised cognitive enhancement training, emotional support and compassion. They have a six-week programme this summer for anyone that suffers from a lack of focus, particularly children and teens from 8 to 18, though not exclusively. They can also help and support adults too. They use something called the Arrowsmith method of assessment to create what they call a learning profile for each student, looking at individual strengths and weaknesses. Karim Kandil was diagnosed with ADHD. The Cognitive Enhancement Centre in Geneva has been set up by his parents after Karim saw such a success with the programme in Canada. Now, Karim was happy to talk about his experience. So first of all, I asked him what life was like before the programme.
I remember as far back as 2008 was the first time, you know, I had really gone to the doctor to, you know, to address the problems of focus and concentration that I had in class. And the doctor basically expressed after a couple of tests that, you know, I had, you know, what seemed to be ADHD. But after that, my life really changed, and not in a positive way. My mom didn't really know what to do or how to help me. And, you know, and it really, it was quite painful. My poor dad just didn't know what to do to help me like succeed at school. And so it went on like that for years and years. And I mean, I was ostracized, you know, just in general, and I didn't have any friends at all. And, you know, it was quite painful, because even in the doctor's office, you know, in the evaluation, you could say, they said that I had an incredibly high intelligent quotient, but there was no way for me to harness that or do anything positive with it, because I couldn't focus or concentrate. So it was very painful. And then in 2014, my mom started reading this book by Barbara, you know, the woman who changed her brain. And from there, you know, she took a leap of faith and just kind of, you know, told my dad about it. And then we moved to Vancouver, but it was very unexpected for me. I have to say, I was quite nervous. I didn't know what was going on. You know, it felt like another label, you know. I'm a labeled person. I'm going to a place with other labeled people. You know, it was quite, that's the way I thought of it, at least as a kid. You know, I definitely wasn't mature enough to have the perspective I have now. And so I didn't have even gratitude for it. I was just like, dude, you keep displacing me from place to place, because I had moved from school to home school to another school to this school. So I was kind of nervous, I have to say.
And so then you went through this assessment. So can you explain what the assessment actually involves? Now, this is very different to what you went through at the doctor's office.
For sure. I went to Toronto in 2014, before moving to Vancouver, to get the assessment. And basically what it was is I went into an office. I met, you know, honestly, a very pleasant teacher because it was a different atmosphere. You know, this teacher actually understood and comprehended my problems. And now looking back, I don't blame any of the teachers who ever told me that I would never make it, or I would never make something out of myself, or, you know, even suppress me or push me down, because it's the system that made them that way. At least that's what I believe. And so this teacher who was doing the assessment for me, she was incredibly nice. And basically what it involved was 4 days of testing, different questions, and it was a comprehensive way of understanding exactly what my problem was, because every person who has ADHD is going to have a different form of it. And it's going to be unique in their own way, because their brains are going to have strengths. And then, you know, it comes back to, you know, whenever I would look to famous people with ADHD for inspiration, I mean, there would be scientists, there would be engineers, there would be writers, directors, you know, so it varies. It really varies. Yeah.
So once you'd done this 4-day assessment, I presumably had learned a lot more about yourself. So what did that then mean for you? What was the outcome of that 4-day assessment?
I think it was pretty special. I think it kind of took down this construct that I made in my mind of anything that wants to kind of, you know, help me out is evil. It definitely calmed me down a bit. It did calm me down a bit, because I saw friendly people within there who understood my problems and who were compassionate beyond anything else, which is something I'd never seen before. the program and the assessment in general have really benefited in my life. I think they really helped me harness what the gift that ADHD was. I think in the end, maybe I do have this inner belief that I would have made it anyways through the struggle, through the pain. But the Aerosmith, the program, it gave me so much confidence and ability to really push through, and it made things a lot easier. I don't want to say everything is perfect, you know. I do definitely think it's still difficult for me to develop connections with people that are not profound, you know, like superficial connections. And so that's one thing. But at the same time, I think that, like, creatively, I've really been heightened. I have a website where I post my poetry. I called it Poemography. It's a combination of poetry and photography. And now I'm at 257 poems. And also, I've started making music and making art with some of my poetry. And so I'm really excited for the future. And I don't think things would have been this way without Aerosmith. So I'm very grateful. Yeah.
So starting at the end of this month, there is a six-week program at the Cognitive Enhancement Centre, which is in Geneva. We've mentioned Vancouver a few times. This is now available in Geneva. You can go through this Aerosmith assessment, and then there's a six-week program. So it's your family that are doing this and have set this up now in Geneva. Can you tell us a little bit about this six-week program?
I think the six-week program is fantastic. You meet a lot of other people who are in the same boat as you, who want to at least improve themselves, or who have, you know, who have something that they feel is holding them back, and they want to harness it as a gift, you know. And it's a beautiful environment to be in. That was my favorite part. Was definitely the six-week program. It was such an enjoyable time.
Kareem Kandil there. Now, Kareem told me it's suitable for anyone who feels that they have limited focus, or anyone who wants to understand their focus better. The six-week program for all ages starts on the 27th of June. If you'd like more information, visit cognitiveenhancementcentre.ch. Links are also on our website.